This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The border crossing between Egypt and Gaza has reopened to let a trickle of desperately needed aid into the besieged Palestinian territory. But only 20 trucks were allowed in Saturday, and aid workers say that's not enough. Gaza's 2.3 million Palestinians are rationing food and drinking dirty water. Meanwhile, Brazil's foreign minister called for an immediate action to resume legislation and negotiations toward a two-state solution for Israel and the Palestinians. Speaking at a peace summit hosted by Egypt, Brazilian Foreign Minister Mauro Vieira called for multilateral recommendations for a two-state solution between the two.
Simply managing the conflict is not an acceptable alternative. Only the resumption of effective negotiations can bring concrete results towards the implementation of the two-state solution in accordance with all relevant General Assembly and Security Council resolutions, with Israel and Palestine living in peace and security within agreed and internationally recognized borders.
Arab leaders at the Cairo summit Saturday condemned Israeli bombardment of Gaza, as Europeans said civilians should be shielded. But with Israel and senior U.S. officials absent, there was no agreement towards containing the violence. Egypt, which called the meeting and hosted it, said it had adopted participants and hoped that participants would call for peace and resume regime efforts to resume and resolve the decades-long Palestinian quest for statehood. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people turned out in support of the Palestinians in Britain.
Hundreds of demonstrators joined a pro-Palestinian march in Washington, D.C. on Saturday to demand an immediate ceasefire in Gaza following the Hamas attack on Israel 2 weeks ago. Chanting, quote, "Free Palestine," holding banners and waving Palestinian flags, demonstrators marched from the Washington Monument towards the U.S. Capitol. Similar rallies were planned in cities across the United States over the weekend. U.S. officials have said Hamas is holding some 200 people hostage after the Palestinian group's October 7th surprise attack on Israel, when militants killed about 1,400 Israelis. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Congressional chaos and opposition will be a hurdle for President Joe Biden as he pushes for $105 billion in funding for Israel-Ukraine border security, humanitarian assistance, and countering China. Friday's announcement follows Biden's Oval Office address the night before, when he made the case for deepening U.S. support for its allies in the midst of two laws. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, America's people, the chances of progress in Capitol Hill are in doubt because of political resistance and Republican infighting that has left the House of Representatives at a standstill. A December 2020 meeting of Republican electors in Georgia state is a central part of a case against Donald Trump and 18 other people accused of conspiring to overturn Joe Biden's 2020 electoral win. The meeting was chief cited as attorney Kenneth Cheesebro pleaded guilty to a felony. He was accused of helping to orchestrate the meetings in Georgia and elsewhere since slates of Trump electors to Congress from alternate or contingent electors, saying they were trying to preserve Trump's legal options as a lawsuit challenge Georgia's election results. A faction of Venezuela's opposition is set to pick its candidate for next year's elections. Former lawmaker Maria Corina Machado is the front runner in the primary, but even if she wins, it could remain unclear if she would be allowed to run in 2024. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.